Fear of God. Many people believe that fear of God is a prerequisite for spiritual life. A case in point is the reaction to an address made a few years ago by the president of Ghana, some say as a result of the author's influence, to an assembly of priests, entrepreneurs, and politicians. In his speech, he mentioned that instead of fearing God, he was learning to love God. The church has condemned him roundly for this pronouncement, saying, "What kind of man is this? How can he be our president? How can people vote for him, a man who does not fear God?" These religious leaders did not understand that a connection with the Lord can exist that is far deeper than fear. Children who fear their parents and teachers only behave properly under a threat of punishment. If the external pressure is removed, these children will do anything and everything. It is the same in our relationship with the Lord. An affiliation with God based on fear cannot be very strong. It remains on a superficial level, preventing us from developing the deeper understanding necessary for true spiritual realization. Fear prevents us from giving ourselves freely or developing deep connections with others. Instead, we direct our primary focus to avoiding unpleasant consequences. Love, which is an expression of free will based upon appreciation and spontaneity, cannot thrive in such an environment. Unfortunately, many religious traditions operate on the basis of fear, worshiping a God who punishes violators of his laws. Followers of such traditions expend their energies more to avoid chastisement than to express love. Yet, fear can play a useful role in the early stages of development. When children are young, parents must resort to rewards and punishment. At this initial level of dealing with authority, children are self-centered and motivated mainly by fear. Later, they begin to understand at a deeper level, saying, "I love mommy and I don't want to do that because it will bother her," or, "Daddy will be very unhappy if I do this, so I won't do it." As they mature, they learn to perform actions based on love. It is the same in our relationship with God. At first, we may fear him, often a necessary step, because at least we recognize his existence. Eventually, we develop a broader understanding, discovering that spiritual life is not merely a matter of rules and regulations, but of the soul's communion with the divine.